Hillsburg, Aaron and Hillsburg residents don't feel their town is ready to support the 800-unit development proposed for Trafalgar Road. During a public meeting Wednesday afternoon, over 50 locals came to share their concerns about housing density, parking, infrastructure, and green spaces, with 11 standing to speak directly to their peers in council chambers. One Hillsburg resident, Karen DeRoy, explained that she worries the development will change the foundation of the community, asking the developers to consider letting infrastructure catch up with development. If this subdivision is approved, I'm concerned there will be no financial contribution towards necessary infrastructure in the town, said DeRoy. While I acknowledge the housing crisis we are facing, I believe this particular development does not effectively address the issue. Of the 799 units, proposed by Blackthorn Development Corporation, on behalf of Beechcroft Investments Inc., Ballantrae Homes, 446 lots are for single detached dwellings and 353 for townhouse dwelling units. Aaron is already experiencing the challenges related to growth. These changes are straining our existing infrastructure, said DeRoy. Hillsburg, as a small quaint part of Aaron, should not bear the brunt of such intense population growth before our concerns are addressed. Another delegate, Ryan Denniston, agreed with DeRoy, saying that a lot of the solutions to his issues is lower density. I don't think the infrastructure can handle 800-plus homes, said Denniston. What we saw in Milton was that all the roads and rush hour traffic were absolutely jammed. Nick Sharp, who moved to Aaron from Guelph, asked that developers consider implementing anything that may slow down the traffic that he anticipates will take over the side streets. Living on Douglas Crescent, we have no sidewalks, no curbs, nothing, it's just a straight stretch, said Sharp. I don't see anything in the plans to keep the speed and traffic volumes down on my street anywhere. And residents weren't alone, with their councillors sharing concerns about accessibility and maintaining the town's integrity. It's a process. This is a fluid thing, you know, it's not next week, it's 2-3 years down the road, said Cowan. Jamie Shane. But bringing the pressure now on some of the upcoming issues is very important. Cowan. Bridget Ryan said that the meeting showed how much Aaron's residents really value maintaining their heritage character. Heritage character includes buildings, but it also includes 100-year-old trees, said Ryan. That's what makes us unique and is going to continue to create a desirable, worthwhile place to grow and age in. Municipally known as 63 and 63A Trafalgar Road within Hillsburg, the lands attached to the proposal are 128 acres, with approximately 87 meters of broken frontage along Trafalgar Road. The larger lots with 13.7 meters lot frontages are proposed along the northern limit of the subject lands, to provide a transition between the existing homes fronting Spruce Street, Douglas Crescent, and the denser development proposed within this draft plan of subdivision. Developers will return at a future meeting to address all concerns and comments. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.